Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, my guest is Kevin Murphy. His book is The Three Rooms, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. How many times have we heard about, on this show, the spiritual journey, the awakening, the ascension? There's changing, there's past, there's present, there's future. Who am I? What am I? Where am I going? And how the heck can I even get there? So many times we've spoken about it. And I think it's very important to share so many stories and so many different ways of looking at a topic, because what we find is that we say, you know what, kind of got it, but I kind of didn't get it, or maybe I need to hear a little bit more about it. And that's exactly what Kevin and I will be talking about today, is how do you live in the present moment? What is that all about? Don't I have any baggage? Oh, but I'm going to be at end of life, so many of my clients say, and I really want to leave a legacy. What are you leaving? Is it your past imprints and you collect them along the way? So really, how can you live in the present moment? Why is it so vitally important at this time in life? Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. So, Kevin, don't you think, you know, sometimes people say living in the present moment, oh, my goodness, almost feels like I have Alzheimer's. It's almost like I can't remember one day to the next. What is the present moment? Each day seems to morph, and we don't know where we're really going. Don't you think you've heard that maybe in the past?
Yes, and I think we've all kind of experienced that. It's mm-hmm. You know, our thoughts, you know, go into the past, and when they go back into the future, but you know, in the present moment, not only do sometimes people have trouble focusing on the present moment, but you know, sometimes they don't like the present moment, and they say, "Well, you know what? You know, I'm not happy with the way things are right now, so I don't want to focus on the present because you know it's not really the way that I want." And I think that's one of the biggest challenges with people, you know, coming into the present. And you know, really it's about aligning with our source and with our soul in the present moment. But people have trouble, you know, getting to that point.
Well, I think a lot of the ideas that we're now talking about, how people are shifting from past, present, future ideas of concepts, they're saying, but okay, I got up this morning. You know, in other words, how do you live this? I got up this morning, and I have a headache from something that happened yesterday. You could say, okay, well, maybe that's stress-related, and now can you let it go in the present moment, and how can you support yourself today? That we can understand. However, people will say, you know what, I'm going to this job that I really don't like. It doesn't work for me, but it's something that I need to do to support my family, and I'm going to live in the present moment. And then you say, okay, how can you shift that energy and still go to that same job? You know, I think there's so many things with people these days. We say, how can we live and shift our thoughts if we're really coming up with past imprints on how life should be? Yes?
You know, there's a lot of truth to that. And I think when people even just, you know, look to the future. And they start thinking about, you know, okay, what their day is going to be like. And you know, people may say, you know, you can't always be in the present because, you know, you need to look to the future and you need to plan for the future. You know, but when we're in the future, we focus on what isn't. And when we're in the present, the key is to focus on what can be. And therein lies all the difference. You know, when we have a strong desire and it's not here right now, we keep thinking of not having it. And that produces an unpleasant emotion. And it could be a new job we're hoping to get or getting, you know, accepted into a school, know, or just making more money. But the more we think of not having it, brings on feelings of stress, and it ends up pushing away the very thing we're trying to achieve. Now, we don't want to admit it, but we're choosing those thoughts that are causing us to feel, let's say, stress. And we don't have to focus on not having what we want. We can instead choose thoughts of, you know, when we did get our last job and how that felt. Mm-hmm. We then make sure that we do everything we can to put us in a position to get the new job, and then focus on the feeling of getting it, not on the feeling of not having it. Because by focusing on the feeling of getting the job, those good feeling thoughts, you know, pull you back into the present. And from there, you know, you keep imagining what it'll be like to have that job and the new people you'll meet and the things you'll be able to do with the money, you know, that you're going to make. And when you think from that place as if it already happened, you allow it to happen instead of trying to force it to happen. You know, but more importantly, you know, you can't force it to happen if you don't believe it can.
You know, and also, too, I think I've always said on this show before is that life is really an experience. You will have past, present, future. You will have good, bad, ugly. You will have ups, downs, and you will have pain and suffering. You will have joy and bliss. All of those things are part of life. And I think that when we talk about the present, we say, how do we know when we're actually evolving out of that realm of being so focused in the past? I say, okay, so something came up today and you recognized it. You had an awareness of that past memory, or you had an awareness of that past feeling that you had, or an awareness of something that happened that really didn't work for you. And you said, you know, I see it, I feel it, and you phase through it quicker versus living in it and living in it for a much longer period of time. In other words, I had a session one time with someone, and they were talking about hypnosis, and they were saying that they were starting to cry and feel emotional in this, and the person got annoyed and says, you're not supposed to live in it. I says, but you're still supposed to feel. That's part of living. Are you missing the point? You know, just because you have an emotion about something does not mean you're fully living in it all the time. It means that that is something that brought something up in you, and how vitally important is that to a life experience, yes?
Absolutely, and you hit on two really critical points, one being the awareness, you know, of, you know, let's say where your thoughts are and how you feel. And so, you know, even if your thoughts, if you're thinking about something, even if it's, you know, thinking about something in the past, that doesn't mean that it's not good to think about something in the past. Of course we want to, you know, we like to recall positive past experiences, or, you know, we look to the past and remember things and we learn from the past. But it is how we were feeling at the time when we go back to that point in time. And if it causes negative emotions, then we know that, well, we're not looking at it in the right way. Because everything that happens to us, you know, our emotions, you know, are not based on everything we see and hear. Our emotions are based on our perception of what we see and hear. In other words, they're, you know, based on our interpretation of everything we see and hear. So, you know, if you're going back and looking into the past and it's bringing up really negative emotions, you know, anger or resentment or things like that, you know you're not feeling right and you don't want to keep those feelings. But you're also looking at something the wrong way. And that's, you know, that's different from the way that your own soul, your own higher self is looking at the situation, because your higher self is not condemning that person or judging that person or blaming that person. And so, but it gets back to what you were talking about, the awareness. If you're aware of, okay, I'm thinking about something and it's not making me feel good, then at least you can come back into the present and start to let go of that thought that wasn't making you feel good, or at least starting to change the perception of that thought which caused those negative emotions.
But also, too, an awareness can also shift your paradigm and your perception of the past, which is really the goal. Almost, let's say, if you've had terrible pain in the past, let's say physical pain, and you had a surgery and now you're feeling better, you may something may come up and you will have that sense again of that. However, you might not feel the pain. However, you do recall the situation. So in other words, you may shed a tear. You may feel, ooh, a twinge in your back, and you'll say, yes, that's how it felt, and I'm so thankful for today and how it shifted. So I think sometimes we want to say while we are in something, we are experiencing it for everything that we are in at that moment. In other words, let's say if you had a car wreck, you're going to know that it hurts to have lost your car. You're going to know all the bodily pains. You're going to know how you can't get to work now, how it influences your family. However, when you get past all of that, you say, you know what? I'm done with that car. I'm glad everybody's safe, and now we're able to move on. So it's really about shifting the perception of that or changing the story, yes?
Absolutely. And it's not just physical pain, it's emotional pain too.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Thinking about something in the past, you know, we no longer have to relive the pain that went either with that physical pain or that emotional pain. And that's what we want, that's where we want to get to. We want to be able to recall mm-hmm. things from the past and not have it relive, you know, and have to relive the negative emotions. So, you know, we need to change our perception about it.
You know, I always liken it to this. You know, we've heard this before. I'm sure you have. People will say, oh, I have this pain in my shoulder. It's the same one I had yesterday. It's the one I've had for 20 years. You know, that kind of idea. Versus mm-hmm. saying, oh, I have a pain in my arm. It's similar to, but it's different than. That's really about a great example of changing it, yes?
Absolutely. And most important is just, you know, if we think about the past and it causes any kind of pain or you know, negative emotions, mm-hmm. going back to being aware that that's what you're feeling now and it's because you're thinking about something in the past that's causing it, allows you to move back into the present much quicker and reliving those negative and actually relieving those negative emotions. But the real challenge is when people get stuck in the past and they keep thinking about something that brings up negative emotions and maybe, you know, much more, let's say, emotional pain, someone mm-hmm. that, you know, they're angry, you know, with, and they keep seeing that person and it keeps, you know, bringing up those negative emotions. If you're not aware that every time you see that person, especially if it's a coworker who you have to see every day, and you, know, you bump right. into them, you know, you go to lunch, or you bump into them at the water cooler, and it starts, there's subconsciously something's in there that you haven't forgiven them, you feel that they've slighted you, and that keeps bringing up that emotional pain. If you're not aware of that, you're just going to keep getting stuck there. But being aware that, you know, of how you feel, And those are the two words that, you know, you mentioned earlier, awareness and then feeling. And being aware of how you feel is the key, because it allows you to come back into the present so much faster. And we know we're not just talking about just one day or a week. Some people hold on to these things, these grudges, for years and years. And it just becomes part of their subconscious. And that's really where people need to, you know, be aware of how they feel, where is it coming from, being able to change their perception and move back into the present.
Let's also put a side note to this, because if we look, I'm in my 60s, and if we look back in when I grew up in the 50s, I'll tell you this conversation would never happen. People were not as, didn't even have context to be able to even reference what we're talking about today. So really, is this new age, as a lot of people say, or is this just coming about, or is it that more people are speaking about it? And really, what I liken it to say is that we're really evolving, that we're finding that each day as it passes through, we're choosing a new present moment. So really, you know, people are evolving into that. It's just, are we using it now and putting it down in words and context so we can define it going forward, yes?
Absolutely. You know, I think we're at an interesting time in our history where many people are looking within to find peace, and that feeling of harmony or unity with others. And yet when you look around, you still see so many people in stress, struggling with job pressures, addiction, and a real feeling of isolation. So not only are people taking sides on many different issues, but they're no longer listening to the other side's point of view. Mm-hmm. In many areas, And I think there's a lot more disharmony than harmony, and that shouldn't be the case. You know, we really need to start seeing the similarities that we all share and the oneness within us, within that, you know, that soul, and not being driven apart by our differences.
Let's look at about the idea of the future, of legacy, of who you are, of who you wish to appear to others as you wish to appear for yourself. A lot of times people will say, well, what do you really mean by that? And what it really is that you get up each day and you go out and you have a great job and you're doing this and you're seeing people and they're seeing you happy and things are working really well. Then you say, you know, I'm getting older. I want to leave my children something. I want to leave a legacy that I was a hard worker, that I was a loving person, that I really cared about my neighbors. And what ends up happening is that really a validation of your outside self or your inside self? You know, I look at people, and many of my clients are end of life at the time in which we connect and engage. And a lot of times they say, but my obituary only has two or three sentences. I feel lost. I didn't make a mark in the world. And, you know, many people do think that, yes?
Absolutely. And then you have an interesting point of, you know, the who am I? You know, who am I is such an iconic question that's been asked so long. And mm-hmm. that I, you know, when you ask that question, you know, that I or that, you know, who you identify with, for so many of us, it's the I that everybody else sees. But that's when you really ask that question, you're not talking about who am I, you know, that everyone else sees, because, you know, you may be a fireman and you know, then, you know, the next day you're not saying, who am I? Am I a policeman today or am I a doctor? You're not changing who you are, but that identity within us, you know, doesn't change. You know, that true that, you know, we are all eternal beings that have just manifested in these physical bodies, you know, in order to experience ourselves, and that doesn't change. But, you know, what does change is where our thoughts are and what we perceive ourselves to be. And I think, you know, when you talk about, you know, looking to the future and, you know, and even just, you know, leaving a legacy, you know, too many times it's, you know, there's people look to the future and it causes anxiety, you know, because they keep looking at, you know, what is, you know, and if your desires have not yet been manifested, then, you know, you look to the future and you focus on what isn't, and, you know, and these thoughts prevent, you know, your desires from coming. But, you know, if you think of your desires, you know, and you imagine what can be, and you focus on the feeling of the desires already coming true, then you can start to change your legacy. You know, if you want to say, you know, what is my legacy to my children, then start to imagine it. And imagination, somehow it gets kind of a bad rap these days. You know, oh, you know, that's, you know, you're living in the clouds or you have to face reality.
Right.
But no, all visionaries use their imagination. And they pictured, you know, what they would like to, you know, to achieve and the world that, you know, they would like to live in. And they focused on those feelings and having it happen. And that's how you can really create your legacy. And that's not, you know, with your thoughts in the future, worrying about the future. That's your thoughts right here in the present, imagining a future that you would like to see and imagine it as if it's already happened. So you can stress about the future or you can create your future right here in the present.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit DrJeanetteGallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.
You And you know what I think is really interesting? I had a guest the other day, and they were sharing about their father that, and they had said that he was really, his goal in life was to be a success. We all know that from many people who had grown up just post the Depression. You know, they needed to be a success, especially after the war. They needed to have money. They needed to have a house. They needed to have stability and security. And there was something that struck me very much when I read the book. It was almost like instantly. They said that this person's hands were as hard as his head, was the comment. And that meaning that this person was really gung-ho, really going to go forward and, you know, really make a difference, you know, that rags-to-riches kind of story. And it really struck me, and I said, ah, oh, and so his heart is also. And we wonder, what really is the point? Is it to have success? Is it a point to hang out your shingle? Is it a point to be able to think successfully and be able to share that with others? Or is it perhaps to have an open heart all the time? What are those differences, right?
Well, you make a great point. I mean, what is success? What is, and everyone has their own definition of success. And I think if your definition of success comes from, you know, accumulating more and more material possessions and things that, you know, that other people can see, then mm-hmm. I don't think you find the true satisfaction, you know, at the end of your life that you think you're going to find. Because I think, you know, true success is, as you mentioned, the heart. It's connecting
right.
within to that, you know, that soul within you, and mm-hmm. that's finding true deep happiness. And I think a truly happy person is a truly successful person. Because you think about, you know, the people that we've all seen them. Some people that just have so little in terms of physical
right.
possessions, but they seem so happy, and they're mm-hmm. kind and loving, and they get wonderful families. And other people who seem to have so much, and so much, quote, success, and yet they don't seem very happy. So it can't be about that definition of acquiring more things that you can't take with you when you leave this physical plane. It has to be about acquiring those things within you, like love and compassion, that you can take with you when you leave this physical plane.
You know, it's really interesting. We're talking about this also, and I had spoken to someone. We were talking about homeless people. And I said, well, I don't understand the word homeless people. Are you just saying because it appears to you that they don't have a house or an address, you know? And they felt very much that the homeless people were always lacking. They didn't have this, that, or the other, or there was something that was missing. And I said, you know, that may be for some, and that may not be for others, as I've known many homeless people many people in my family who have not been living without a home. And I can tell you that it was just been a challenge or an experience in their lifetime at that moment, and then they faced through that, and then they faced out of it. So a lot of times we have our concepts and our perceptions of what we believe others should appear as, and we really go after it like it's some kind of social indoctrination, you know, that you've got to do this because, oh, my soul is telling me, my spirit is telling me I have to go out and save everybody. We all know that. You know, I live in New Orleans, and after Katrina, everybody had to build everybody a house. Well, you know, not everybody here had a big house. They might have had one or two rooms, you know. It may not have had air conditioning. It might have been on stilts, and, you know, it doesn't really matter if the roof leaks. But everybody's concept and belief, they were bringing those ideas with them and imprinting them upon other people in other areas. I think that's definitely what we maybe want to be shying away from and looking at and asking what is in your inner soul or spirit versus how am I reading your inner soul and spirit, yes?
You know, absolutely. And, you know, we all deal with adversity in our lives, and it's, you know, it's how we deal with that. And sometimes it may be being homeless. You know, the movie The Pursuit of Happiness was a wonderful movie with Will Smith, and the true story of of a man really struggling with his young son. They were homeless, but he was working really hard, and he kept striving. He didn't give up the hope or faith and belief in himself that he could bring him and his son out of the homelessness situation they were in, and eventually he did. And they succeeded, and he became very successful. And so it's what he did with that, when you're in these situations. But looking at it from the outside, judging somebody else, I mean, he wasn't lacking, when the circumstances in his life, brought him there, and he was able to pull himself out. And so, making judgments about other people based on where they are, doesn't do any good, because we all face adversity, and it's really about what are you doing with the situation that you're in right now.
Right, and I also like to say that it's also about your experience in life. Your experience in life, maybe you were come to learn stability in life, and you learned that you had to find it through a home. You also may have found stability was that I could get up every day. Or stability could mean that, I could walk on my own two legs. Or stability could mean that I feel secure and that the sun is going to shine every day. Everybody's concepts of what those words are is totally different. So a lot of times when we look at it, we say, but they mustn't be reaching their goals. They mustn't be reaching their path, or they aren't a, quote, success. I like to say, well, what is success? Are you here to learn to love? So maybe you need to walk the streets and see if you could find it somewhere else. Maybe you need to go in a big corporation, see if you could find it there. Maybe you need to lose all of your loved ones and find it there. So I think a lot of times if we can really backtrack ourselves off of the sentence and go back and say, what is the feeling behind that you're looking to incorporate in the moment, really that's what brings you into your present moment is, what am I feeling in this moment? And you might feel, if you're looking at someone that's homeless, you say, I feel sadness. I feel grief. I feel loss. I feel insecurity. And they would say, okay, now that's your focus for your insecurity. They're reflecting that to you. Okay, so you go and you check out insecurity. And then they might lose their job. And then they might lose their wife. They might lose a lot of money in the bank or whatever. And they say, oh, that's my insecurity. I see it. And then they kind of work through that. It's really about your life experience. Yes, I think that's the whole context of your book is really how that experience plays out, right?
That's very true, and especially when you look at people who have really gone through, really deep challenges, and you say, okay, well, why mm-hmm. did that happen to them? Or, they were a good person, and they have to deal with that, and, maybe sometimes family tragedies and things, but sometimes there's a reason that they turn around and can be a champion for certain causes. Now,
right.
If they don't, if they can't rise up, if they can't really try to find meaning about what happened and instead choose to blame someone else for what happened to mm-hmm. them or their family or their friends or their situation and constantly blame, then they're not going to grow from that experience. They're not going to learn right. from it. But we see it all around the people that go through some really, really difficult challenges. And they rise up, and they become a champion for a cause, and people gather around, and then they help future people, or people in the future situations that would have been similar to theirs. And sometimes those people didn't even know they had that strength in them. And this, it brings it out. So it's, once again, it's what we do. We have this experience of life, as you mentioned. We're going through this experience once. And we constantly should be learning and learning about, why things happen and what we can do, with the situation, that, we're presented and where we are now. And if you really do mm-hmm. want to change your future, you change it in the present. You imagine what it is, where is it that you want to be? And, in those moments of trial and really challenges, you can keep looking backwards, at what happened and why it happened and why it's so bad, or you can say, where am I going to go from here? and what can I do to really make a difference going forward? And imagine that in, once again, keep thinking about what can be in the future.
Let's talk for a second about the future again. And we talk about people making plans, and they have this perfect picture all planned out, and this is how it's going to go. And, you just, in other words, follow along the cobblestones because everything is laid out for you. And then you say, what really is my future, and how can I, quote, get there? And is the getting there really the success, or is in the present moment the success? In other words, are we always on a journey to go somewhere that's better than where we are, or can we embrace the moment that we're in and know that all of those are options that are out there for our next step?
Well, you bring up a really good point. You know, the destination or the journey, and let's say there's a destination. Let's say there's a goal. I hope I get this job, or I hope I get accepted into this college. And, you're going to get test results from a health condition, and it's going to come in 2 weeks. Now, you no longer have control over that. Let's say you've done everything up to there. Now, you're waiting for the results, and you have, 2 weeks from now. You can spend those 2 weeks constantly worrying about how that's going to happen, sometimes thinking of, worst-case scenarios. And you hear people say, I know this is coming. I'm so stressed out. I'm waiting for this. And it's understandably really make you feel stressed. But you can take that time by imagining the positive outcome that you want. And so, and feeling that as if what would it feel like if I did get that job, or wow, if I get accepted, what would that feel like? And you start to feel, and you can spend that 2 weeks feeling better. And I know I'm going to get these results, and I'm going to feel much better. Now you can say, well, in 2 weeks, if you don't get the job, or you don't get accepted, or you don't get good news on the from a health perspective, then you're wrong. Okay, so even in that situation, you still spent 2 weeks feeling good instead of 2 weeks being all stressed out.
Right.
But what if you knew that the thought and the emotion of something already having happened that was positive that you were imagining, what if that could really affect the outcome in 2 weeks? Then you would really start to say, wow, now not only can I feel good for those 2 weeks expecting a positive outcome, but by expecting a positive outcome and feeling what it would be like to have that happen instead of feeling the stress the whole 2 weeks of it not happening, what if that could really change the outcome? Then you would rethink about how you spend that 2 weeks.
We forget and how to reframe our thoughts about present moments. Someone had come to me and they said, oh my gosh, this job, I really hate it, blah, blah, blah. And they go on and on for about a year. And then one day they came, oh my gosh, this job, I just got fired. I said, isn't that fabulous? You really were looking forward to that, You were looking forward to that. And they're like, what do you mean? Now we don't have a job. And I said, but you didn't want the job you had in the first place. So now you have an opportunity to joy and be happy today because you don't have it. And now what would you like to do? And they're like, and I think the idea that sometimes we need to shift our internal clock and our external clock and say, I have to look for something else in this other than my own mantra that I've always been spewing, right?
Yeah, sometimes, if you may want a change in your life and you're, unwilling to make it, or, maybe due to fear or other insecurities or other issues, and sometimes the universe takes care of that for you, or your own higher self that knows what you really want. It knows that you're not happy, and so it helps start to bring about that which you truly do desire, which is, I'd love to do something else. And then it does force you. And how often, but once again, it's right at that point. If you embrace that right then and say, yes, Dr. Jeanette, you're right. I'm going to, think about, what I want to do now because I know I wasn't happy in that job. And this is a great opportunity. And you embrace it and you expect that something, wonderful is going to come up. Then that is going to come up. But if you stick with, oh my God, I can't believe this now, I'm not finding any other job, and you know, all of a sudden in your mind, oh, you know, that job wasn't so bad, and you know, now I'm never going to get another one, then it is not going to, you know, turn out the way that you'd hope for. And it's, you know, as we think, you know, sometimes we, you know, we create what we think.
A lot of times, you know, when I'm sharing with others and we're engaged in conversation, we talk about death and we say, oh, but I have all my papers all written out. I know everything that's going to happen. Everything's all set. All good to go. I'm going to have a nice death. Or we think about others, we'll say, oh, I'm really done with this relationship. I've done everything I possibly can, and I'm ready to exit it in a new relationship. But then all of a sudden something happens, and they say, oh, but that wasn't the way it was supposed to go. I know I want a new relationship, but I didn't know it, all of this other stuff had to happen. I thought it would just click my fingers and it would appear. Or I thought that I had all my things done and all my end-of-life papers were all finished, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, not one thing was pulled up and it didn't go as I planned. And we think about it, we say, really what that is about all of those outside projections and putting them all out there. So in other words, we can plan and we can think about it and we can put those in place. However, understand that this is a life experience. This is not a life template in which we are to follow through, right?
You know, absolutely. You know, what is you know, the saying when, you know, about God laughs at our plans? You know, so, you know, and it's funny along the lines of what you were just saying. Sometimes you may want to be ending a relationship, and you're not happy in it, and you're all set to end the relationship, and then the other person ends it, and all of a sudden you're all mad about that. I can't believe,
right,
you know, he broke up with me or she broke up with me, and then you get all, you get all mad at them. You're like, wait, time out. Weren't you just going to break up with them?
Right.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter. You know, but so it's funny how you know, and once again, it all comes down to our perceptions and our emotions, you know, are really based on our perceptions, you know, of what we see and hear and what happens.
Right, because that really brings in a lot of your drama in that, how would you like to see the scene play out? And you're saying, oh, but it isn't big enough. Oh, it has to have more bells and whistles. It needs to look fancier. It has to be my way or the highway kind of idea. And we believe that we have control. And isn't that false control?
Yeah, and it's also about how are people going to view it, you know, and look at me. Like, so, well, if I broke up with that person, then everyone will think, "Oh, I'm the one calling all the shots." But I mean, if you know, if everyone knows that, you know, they broke up with me, now all of a sudden I'm inferior. People are going to be thinking that I'm hurt, and so much worry about what other people think, what other people's perceptions are, and letting, you know, what, once again, what we see and hear in the physical world determine how we feel, instead of how we feel, the relief of getting out of a relationship that we didn't really want to be in, and letting that affect everything that we see and hear.
And in closing, Kevin, that really brings us to the point of when that happens, you just look at it and reflect on it on that moment, and then all of the past disappears, all the future disappears, and you're like, okay, I'm in the present moment. This is where I wanted to be. This is where I am. And what can I do with that at this time? I think a lot of times we spend so much about projection and reflection, and it's almost like just stand still, you know, put out your arms, look up at the sun, you know. If you want to really shake a lot of that, people think about meditation and yoga. And I always say, yeah, you went to the meditation class or the yoga class, but as soon as you got out, you know, you're back on your cell phone yelling at somebody because you're late for a meeting. You know, I think the idea of is how can we bring that forth to live it each day, versus have it as an illusion that we kind of say, I'm going to dip into it when it's convenient, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, you bring up a good point. I think meditation is so important to bring us back into the present, or the present room, as I like to say, because it's the absence of thoughts. And it's our thoughts that pull us out of the present. And so meditation, you know, is that absence of thoughts. But so often, and you're right on point, people may even meditate in the morning and then, you know, 20 minutes later or an hour later, they get caught up in their thoughts, get pulled in all different directions, and have all these, you know, negative emotions. So I like to look at it as, you know, meditation is the best way to come back into the present moment or the present room. And then thoughts of gratitude are the best way to keep you there. So back in the situation we're just talking about, well, you know, being relieved that, you know, you're out of that relationship and being appreciative that you're out of that relationship, not regarding the circumstances of who ended it or not, just that I'm so glad that I'm here, I'm out of that relationship, I can, you know, now I can move on, I can, you know, I can find someone that I really get along with, I'm so grateful for that, and that appreciation, those thoughts of appreciation will keep you centered in the present room and keep you feeling good.
Right. Well, Kevin, I think the idea of what is the past, present, and future, and also to understand that we are not perfect human beings. We are beings who can transition between all of those rooms, you know, as your book, The Three Rooms. We transition through all of those, and some days we might be in those places and say, you know what, this is just what it is for today. But tomorrow can be different, and you can shift. But then you might get back in there again. So understand that life is really about ebbs and flows versus having a perfection thing saying, this is, I have to be that. It has to be that way. I think usually you'll keep bouncing around the wall. Eventually you'll break through, right?
You're absolutely right. It's, you know, even the concept of the three rooms, it's not about never going to the past room or never going to the future room, that you always have to stay in the present room. It's just spending, when you're aware of where your thoughts are or which room you're in, at least you spend less time feeling negative emotions from the past, and you spend less time feeling negative emotions from the future, and you spend more time feeling the positive emotions in the present.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, you know, I think a lot of times people are saying, I'm having so many struggles, I don't even know which way is up or down. And a lot of times I'll say to them, that's when you just stand still. And as I said before, look up at the sun, put your arms out and say, give me 5 seconds, you know, and then come back to it. It's almost about, do I need a reset? Push that button, right?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Kevin, can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about you? That would be wonderful.
Sure. Well, my book, The Three Rooms, is available on Amazon. And also you can find more information on just the website at thethreerooms.com.
Very good. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a real pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed being on the show.
Well, thank you. If you'd like to find out more information about Kevin Murphy, again, his book is The Three Rooms, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. Please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page and go directly to his website. And it really is about saying, you know what, there is no right or wrong. Wherever you are, it's okay. Just take a second, just breathe and say, you know what, it's going to be all right. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. Until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.